Okay, let's just like take a breath here, parent to parent, for a sec. We all look at those summer months coming up, right? And we're hoping our kids do more than just, hang out. We want them to actually grow.
Yeah, definitely. Not just school stuff, though, that's good too, but building that inner confidence that I can handle this feeling.
Exactly. Finding that thing that makes a real difference.
Right.
Sometimes it feels like searching for a needle in a haystack, doesn't it? So many options.
It really can. And, sometimes the biggest growth happens when you look at something a bit, well, maybe less expected.
Totally. Which brings us to today. We're not just talking about any old summer camp. We're diving deep into the idea of a Chinese summer camp. And get this, in China.
Right.
We're looking at information from Mandarin Zone. They run a program like this. And what we really want to unpack is how this kind of like full immersion might meet those deeper needs kids have, especially building solid self-esteem and getting a real feel for another culture.
Forget just ticking off tourist sites. This is about building something inside them.
Yeah, real confidence.
Exactly. And, to really get what's possible here, it helps to think about what psychologists call esteem needs. Abraham Maslow talked about this stuff.
Esteem needs. Okay,
Okay.
simplify that for us. Like, what does that mean day to day for our kids?
Sure. Basically, it's our need to feel capable, to achieve things, feel good about ourselves, and get respect from others too.
Okay.
Now, think about kids aged, say, 7 to 17. That's a huge time for figuring out who they are, meeting these esteem needs then. It's not just nice, it's like fundamental for building confidence that sticks with them.
Right, it helps them handle challenges, friendships, school, everything, really.
Pretty much, it sets a foundation. When those needs are met, they're just better equipped.
So it's not just a temporary mood boost, it's
Yeah.
actually wiring them differently for the future.
That's a good way to put it. And there's research backing this up. Studies show that, structured cultural immersion can genuinely improve kids' self-confidence and how they adapt to new things. So when you look at a summer camp in China through that lens, well, the potential for growth seems pretty significant.
Okay, I see the potential,
Yeah.
but let's get practical. How does this specific camp, like, actually build that self-esteem day in, day out? What do they do?
Well, one thing they really stress is personalized attention. They've got a very low student-teacher ratio. It's just one teacher for every six kids.
One to six. Wow. Okay, that's pretty incredible compared to a school classroom. You can actually picture a teacher noticing things.
Exactly. They can really tune into each kid's strengths and where they might need a little nudge. And they do this thing where kids set small, achievable goals each day.
Little goals, like what?
Could be anything, really. Trying to use a new phrase, participating in an activity, and then they get recognized for hitting those goals. Positive feedback.
Ah, I see. That constant little bit of, hey, you did it,
Yeah.
must really add up. Psychologists call that scaffolding, right? Just enough support to succeed.
Right. It fuels that belief in themselves. It's those small wins stacking up. Not about being perfect instantly, but about feeling that little success every day.
Makes sense. So it's not just about the big moments.
Not at all. And then there are leadership opportunities. They actively create chances for kids to step up.
Even shy kids.
Yeah. The info mentions a camper, Ethan. Apparently quite reserved at first, but he ended up leading a storytelling session in Mandarin.
Oh, that's brilliant. You can just picture that moment for him, finding his voice. Literally, that could be huge.
It really could. And it's not just random. They use project-based stuff too. Kids might help organize a cultural performance or lead a discussion, things that empower them.
Builds that sense of, I can actually do this
Yeah,
kind of thing.
exactly. Self-efficacy, believing you can succeed.
Okay, but what about the language itself? Mandarin's not exactly easy. Could that be intimidating? Stressful, even.
That's a really fair question. And it sounds like the camp gets that. They make a big point that it's for all levels, absolute beginners, right up to kids who already speak some Mandarin.
So, not just throwing them in the deep end.
Definitely not. They group kids based on language level, even cultural background. And they're flexible. They'll make smaller groups if needed. It's about optimizing the learning for everyone.
That sounds really supportive.
Yeah.
Flexible. Must be a relief for parents sending their kids off.
You'd think so. And the focus isn't just grammar drills, It's practical skills, using the language.
Like ordering food or asking directions.
Exactly. Chatting with new friends. That real-world success, actually communicating, is a massive confidence booster, much better than just memorizing verb tables.
Okay, so the camp setup sounds geared towards building confidence, but the source also mentions moving from esteem to self-actualization. What is that about? Sounds a little grand.
Yeah, it sounds lofty, I know. But really, it just means kids starting to tap into their full potential, discovering talents, pursuing things that genuinely interest them.
So how does a camp help with that?
Through the activities they offer. It's a really diverse mix. Creative stuff, cultural stuff.
Give me some examples.
Okay, picture them trying Chinese calligraphy or maybe traditional painting, getting involved in drama, perhaps. And then those cultural trips we talked about.
Right, the excursions.
They're not just sightseeing, see? They're chances to really experience things firsthand. These activities encourage kids to be independent, try new things, express themselves, and that's often when they stumble onto strengths or passions they didn't know they had.
So it's like providing a really rich environment for them to discover different sides of themselves, not just the academic side.
Exactly. It's holistic. And importantly, these benefits don't just evaporate when they fly home. The info really highlights the lasting impact.
How so? What happens after camp?
Well, think about it. Having some Mandarin skills, even basic ones, plus that cultural understanding that continues to feed their self-esteem back home.
I can see that. I mean, knowing Mandarin is pretty cool in most places, right?
Huh.
How does that play out?
Well, first, there's the recognition from others, peers, family. It's often seen as impressive, right?
Yeah.
It suggests dedication, global awareness. That external nod can feel really good.
Yeah, suddenly they're the China expert among their friends.
Sort of. And it can genuinely help later on, academically or even professionally. Knowing Mandarin opens doors, makes them stand out.
Like a secret weapon?
Kind of. And they also become a resource. Someone needs help with a translation or understanding something about China. Who do they ask? The kid who spent the summer there.
Ah, that feeling of being knowledgeable, being helpful. That's a big esteem boost, too.
Huge. And it's not just the outside stuff. There's the internal feeling, too, right?
Definitely. That sense of, wow, I learned Mandarin. I navigated a different culture.
Exactly. Mastering something complex like that builds a real sense of competence. Independence. It tells them, I can tackle hard things. That self-worth runs deep.
There's that story about the Canadian kid, Michael R.'s son, translating for delegates at school. What a moment that must have been for his confidence.
Right. A really concrete example of how these skills translate back home and keep building that self-esteem. It's a positive cycle. Learn, achieve, get recognized, feel more motivated.
Okay, so individual achievement is key. But the dive also mentioned strengthening cultural identity and global awareness.
Yeah.
How does that link to self-esteem?
It's deeply linked. Understanding your roots or learning deeply about another culture, it gives you a stronger sense of who you are, where you fit in the world. Organizations like UNICEF even say this is vital for confidence and having a broader perspective.
And the camp seems to do this through immersion, not just lessons.
Exactly. It's hands-on. Language exchanges with local speakers, getting involved in traditional festivals, just interacting daily with Chinese students and other international kids.
So for kids with Chinese heritage, maybe living elsewhere.
It's a chance to connect with that heritage personally, meaningfully. And for kids from other backgrounds, it builds amazing cross-cultural skills. They see beyond tourist traps, maybe even do some service learning or real cultural exchange stuff.
There's that nice testimonial from Emma L. about her daughter Lucy coming back prouder of her bicultural identity and speaking better Mandarin. That's a powerful outcome.
It really is. And they mentioned another video testimonial, too, from a camper named Leaf. Gives you another personal look.
So it's clear they're not just winging it. They seem to have thought carefully about the teaching methods.
Absolutely. They specifically mention using Howard Gardner's multiple intelligences theory.
Ah, the idea that we all learn differently. Visual, kinesthetic, all that.
That's the one. So the camp curriculum tries to cater to those different styles. Whether a kid learns best through words, visuals, movement, or interaction. By playing to their strengths, they help each kid feel competent.
Which is crucial. Feeling like you're constantly failing because the teaching style doesn't suit you. That tanks self-esteem.
Exactly. And they also use project-based learning, PBL. Kids doing hands-on projects.
Like making Chinese storybooks or cultural displays. I like PBL. Seems much more engaging.
It really is. It encourages teamwork, problem solving, applying what they learn, seeing a finished project that's a big confidence boost. And research shows immersive programs like this can improve cognitive skills too, like flexibility.
It sounds very well-rounded, focusing on the whole child, not just language drills. And the info lists loads of cultural activities too.
Yeah, a great mix. Traditional arts and crafts, calligraphy, paper cutting, painting,
and
cultural experiences like trying kung fu, learning mahjong, making mooncakes, even Chinese cooking classes.
Those sound like fantastic ways to soak up the culture.
Uh-huh.
And the excursions.
Right. Trips to iconic places like the Forbidden City, the Great Wall. Amazing stuff. But also, interestingly, visits to modern places like Zhongguancun, China's Silicon Valley, and even TikTok headquarters.
Oh, that's smart. Mixing the ancient and the supermodern gives a much fuller picture.
Definitely. Goes beyond the standard tourist trail.
Okay, so for parents thinking seriously about this, what's our role when they get back? How do we keep that positive momentum going?
Our role is really important for reinforcing everything. The main thing is celebrating their effort and growth, not just perfection.
Good point.
And create chances for them to share. Ask them to teach you some Mandarin, tell you about a festival they experienced. It validates their learning.
Love that idea. Keeps it alive. Yeah. Makes them a teacher for a change.
Exactly. Also, you know, keep encouraging language practice in fun ways. Celebrate the cultural connections, maybe cook a Chinese dish together, display their certificates or projects proudly.
Right, you know, show you value it.
And encourage them to keep in touch with the international friends they made. That maintains the global perspective.
Definitely. Now, the big one for many parents, safety. Sending your child halfway around the world, what reassurances do they offer?
They seem to cover this really well, which is good. They emphasize 247 supervision, experienced staff living on-site. That low 1.6 ratio is key for supervision, too.
Okay.
Plus, partnerships with international standard hospitals in Beijing, secure dorms, regular communication with parents. The staff are experienced with kids and trained for different situations.
That sounds comprehensive. Those layers of support are vital for peace of mind.
Absolutely. And if you're trying to choose a camp, not just this one, they give some pointers, a kind of checklist.
Oh, what should parents look for?
Well, that low student-teacher ratio is high on the list for the personalized attention. Teacher experience and qualifications, Mandarin Zone mentions theirs have 10 plus years.
Right.
Clear ways the camp recognizes effort and progress, opportunities for leadership and creativity, and of course, a solid track record with experienced staff.
Makes sense. And Mandarin Zone calls their approach the Mandarin Zone difference. What's their angle there?
They say it's about intentionally designing the program using principles from psychology and child development alongside the language and culture. The main goal isn't just teaching Mandarin, it's actively building that self-esteem and cultural identity.
So really thinking about the deeper impact, the child's overall development. Okay, logistics time. What are practicals? Sessions? Location?
They offer 2-week and 4-week sessions, usually June to August. Accommodation is in modern dorms, often pairing international kids with local or other international roommates for more exchange.
Good idea.
It's in Beijing's Chaoyang district in dedicated facilities. They tailor programs for different ages, 7, 11, 12, 14, and 15, 17. They also help with visas for international students.
They're useful.
Oh, and there's a 5% early bird discount if you register 3 months ahead.
Good to know. So they try to make it smoother for families. And we touched on success stories, but they have a few more, right?
Yeah, they recap Michael's journey from hesitant to confident presenter and Sophia connecting with her heritage. Plus, testimonials from parents in Australia and New York talking about boosts in confidence and cultural connection for their kids.
Those personal stories really hit home. And who's actually teaching and guiding these kids?
They highlight experienced language teachers, cultural specialists, youth development pros. Lead teachers have over 10 years experience, and they get specific training in esteem building methods, plus an international support team on hand 24/7.
Sounds like a solid, dedicated team.
Yeah.
Now, for parents comparing this to, say, just local Mandarin classes after school, what's the big difference, according to Mandarin Zone?
They lay it out clearly. The camp offers a 247 immersive language environment versus maybe a few hours a week locally. It's authentic, daily cultural engagement, not simulated activities.
Right. Big difference.
The constant real-world communication builds confidence faster. You get a lived intercultural experience, high teacher qualifications, that crucial low ratio, and you actually visit the Great Wall, not just see pictures.
Yeah, you really can't replicate that immersion locally. It paints a very clear picture. And they mentioned research supports better outcomes from immersion, too.
Okay, lastly, FAQs. Any key takeaways there?
They cover the main ones. Yeah. Who benefits? Kids 717 with tailored programs. Do you need prior Chinese? Nope. All levels welcome. How's attention insured? That 1.6 ratio and experienced teachers.
What about homesickness?
Trained staff, check-ins, peer support, a buddy system. They have strategies. And safety. They reiterate the 24/7 supervision, medical links, secure housing, emergency plans, risk assessments for activities.
Sounds like they've thought through the common worries. Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the core message we should leave parents with? I think it's that this kind of Chinese summer camp in China offers something genuinely profound, way beyond just language lessons. It's an active investment in your child's confidence, their self-awareness, their connection to the world.
And the impact isn't just for the summer, is it? It sounds like the benefits for their self-esteem, their future opportunities, that can really last.
Exactly. The recognition, the sense of achievement, the new doors that open, it feeds their esteem needs and shapes their outlook long term.
So if you're listening and looking for a summer experience that could genuinely be transformative for your child, exploring a Chinese summer camp in China seems really worthwhile. We should mention, summer 2025 sessions are open now, but spaces are limited.
And remember that early bird discount if you register early? All the contact details for Mandarin Zone, email, phone, WeChat, WhatsApp, website, they're all in the show notes for you.
Definitely check those out.
And maybe just a final thought to ponder. What kind of lasting confidence, what kind of truly global perspective do you dream of for your child? It's worth considering how a deep dive like this might open up those possibilities.